we're just waiting on, as we said, Martin, official news that this is going to happen, that Stephen Rochford is coming to Donegal as a trainer. But this is a major move by Declan Bonner and Donegal GAA.
Yeah, it's a big move. It's a massive move. It's a brave move. Oisín, you know, suppose when you broke the story about Carl Lacey the other day there was stepping down, you know, and it was disappointing for everybody. Maybe so Declan and the management team and the players especially, you know, after Carl being there just for the 1 year. So I think big move. These coaches are probably hard to get and everything else, and it seems like it looks like it's true. It's a big call by everybody. As I said, it's a very brave call by Declan Bonner. And looking at it, you know, it's probably, we're in the headlines again, but it's one that's hard to get your head around, to tell you the truth. You know, a manager, you know, a status you would think he would want to stay in management, it seems like he wants to go into coaching, and Donegal have given him that chance.
Yeah, well, coaching seems to be Rochford's first love, and he's going to take a move back to that. But what can he bring, do you feel, Martin, to the Donegal setup?
Well, suppose the first thing the first one and the very interesting one he'd bring is, if we look at from the point of view of playing Ulster football, it seems like Ulster coaches understand that better than anybody else. So that's going to be the first thing he's going to bring, maybe a different style of football, maybe a different way of playing, and hopefully maybe football in Ulster is changing from that point of view. So that, you know, we're taking the Connacht style or a different style, even the Corrifan style, the style he would have played with Corrifan, you know. Very knowledgeable man. I mean, a success that you're after seeing, you know, second to none. So it's good, doesn't it? I mean, it's going to be an exciting time for the players. The only one thing you'd say from a Donegal point of view, you'd be a wee bit disappointed, Oisín, that, you know, the likes of the players that have retired weren't interested, or I don't know what the story about getting involved, you know, the likes of, it'd be nice to have seen, you know, the likes of, it was great to have Carl Lacey involved, you know, the likes of Colm Anthony McFadden, Neil Galler, Rory Cabna, players like that there that are there, but maybe, from one point of view, they'd like to take over club football first before getting involved. But look, it's a big one. It's a very, very big one. And as I said, and the one thing I will say, it's a brave appointment. I was watching Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane last night, you know, a dream team at the time and everything else, and the pressure under. I mean, maybe that's the way management goes. But yeah, very brave call, Oisín.